On behalf of NICH, the Network of Iowa Christian Home Educators, I want to welcome you here today. Thank you so much for coming out on this this beautiful and hot July day here at the Capitol. We are here to celebrate the freedoms, the new freedoms that we have to homeschool in this state of Iowa, the historic freedoms that we have that were passed and signed and effective this month in the law in the Education Reform Bill. And so thank you so much for coming. You know, this is a day that I've been praying for, hoping for, and trusting in God for many, many years. We're celebrating the fact that also in the freedoms in the Education Reform Bill that there was parent-taught driver's education passed. And I first got involved with NICH back in 2003 when NICH, some of the founders of NICH asked me as an attorney to come on up here and help introduce parent-taught driver's education as one of the agenda items. And that was in 2003. And so we've been working on some of this legislation that was passed and signed into law, at least I have, since 2003. And some of the folks that are here, like Julie and Mary over there, have been working on these things a whole lot longer than that. I won't mention how many years. So thank you so much. This is an exciting day. You know, when I was at the NICH conference here this past spring, and I mentioned that we may have these types of freedoms in parent-taught driver's education coming through the legislature, there were thousands in the audience, and literally they cheered, Governor, for the freedoms that were coming. And sure enough, this day has arrived, and they're there. You know, over the years, working with NICH and on the NICH board and now the president of NICH, I've had a lot of families that have come up to me or called me, and they were hesitant. Some of the families were hesitant when they were going to move back to the state of Iowa. And they would call me up and say, you know, we're moving back to Iowa, or we're thinking of moving back to Iowa. But one of the things that were really concerning them was the laws in this state and how to homeschool, because the laws were a lot more restrictive. And there was a lot of confusion around how to homeschool and what they needed to do to homeschool. And it was a barrier to them coming back into the state of Iowa. And then there was families that would be thinking about homeschooling, and they were just trying to figure out if they could homeschool and what homeschooling looks like. And then they were hesitant about whether or not they wanted to homeschool, because there was a number of issues in figuring out how do we homeschool and how do we meet the requirements of the laws in the state of Iowa. Well, I'm here today to tell you that those barriers are gone. And so with that, I want to just personally thank on behalf of NICH. I want to thank Bill Gustaf, our legislative liaison, who's going to be coming up here in just a bit. I want to thank the many legislators that were behind this and supportive of this and worked on this to get it passed through both the House and the Senate, and some of them we have here today even. So thank you. And then I want to personally thank the governor and the governor's staff. Brenna's here today. Thank you so much. I know that behind the scenes, and you were a huge advocate of school choice, and that homeschooling is ought to have the barriers removed and be a very viable and great choice for the state of Iowa. And so we'll hear from the governor in just a little bit. But thank you so much. And with that, I'd like to introduce Bill Gustaf and let him say a few remarks.
So boy, what a long way we've come, huh? So, let me illustrate where we've come from with just a couple of quick personal stories. So in 1987, there was a young 18-year-old who ran for a local small-town school board. And if you remember, 91 is when we received legal homeschooling education in Iowa. So in 87, it was still this nascent, unknown, untested, fringe movement out there. And that 18-year-old asked those questions, the same questions that we get asked sometimes now, of who's making sure they're doing this, and who's supervising it, and what about their socialization? So now that same 18-year-old later on worked on some campaigns and met a lot of homeschoolers, met his savior, met his wife on that campaign in 1990, who was a homeschooled girl. And that former 18-year-old snot-nosed school board member is now standing here as an advocate for homeschooling education. And that's kind of the 180 that we've done through the example that's been set by homeschoolers in Iowa. So, you know, the one that deserves the praise and the credit goes to homeschoolers who have done the hard work day in and day out without any glory, without any recognition, just trying to do what's best for their kids. And that's all of you and so many others, thousands of others in the state of Iowa. Another story, a personal story along those lines, was in early 1991, just prior to having a law that legalized homeschooling. I remember a family, this was my in-laws, who had a hearing before the Department of Education. And in 1991, I don't know that we had many, if any, friends in the Department of Education. In fact, we had threats of prosecution by the legal counsel in the Department of Education. I remember they had a hearing in 1991 with the attorney in place at that time. And they prevailed in the hearing, but it was about whether their program that they're using through a satellite school complied with truancy and all those sorts of things. They prevailed, but I remember when they came back from the hearing, they were white as a sheet. Now, we've come a long way from hiding in the shadows and avoiding the mailman and not going out in public during the daytime to making homeschooling almost mainstream. I joked that my wife was homeschooled back when it was really weird. Now it's just a little odd. And so we've come a long way. But I want to warn us that the skeptics are watching. We've gotten great freedom. And with great freedom comes great responsibility. Now my kind wife reminds me, Bill, remember that homeschool mothers in particular already feel lots of pressure. So I'm not laying a new charge on you. You've done this. I'm saying we need to keep it up. We need to step up to the plate, and we need to keep it up. Because our successes will be minimized, and our failures will be emphasized. And it's an unfair standard, but we need to step up to the plate. And we have people in the legislature and some people in the governor's office who believe that we're up to this challenge, and they stood with us. So my charge to you is let's step up and prove that we can use this freedom responsibly and still set that prime example of an excellent educational option. Remember that 2 Corinthians 5:20, we are therefore Christ's ambassadors as though God were making his appeal through us. And if we name Christ as our Savior and we're homeschoolers, we have a double duty. We are Christian homeschool ambassadors, and the world's watching us. We have friends in this fight. Chris has already mentioned, Justin already mentioned it. We have friends in the Department of Education. So 22 years later, we have friends in the Department of Education. We had a great relationship with Jason Glass, who's recently departed as the director. We have good relationships with their legal counsel, Nicole Prush, Mike Cormack, who helped with our lobbying efforts and watch things, Isaiah McGee and others. I know I'm going to leave names out here, so please forgive me. But the only reason I have notes is to kind of get the names. We have friends in the legislature. We have homeschool legislators, more homeschool legislators perhaps than any state in the nation, or at least as a percentage. In the Senate, we have Kent Sorensen, Dennis Guth, and Amy Sinclair, who do now or have homeschooled their kids. We have representatives Craig Paulson, Matt Winchell, Joel Fry, Mark Costello, Sandy Salmon, and Greg Hartzell. And these are all people who stood strong this year to make sure that we could get these pieces of this bill passed. But we have other standouts. We have consistent supporters like Chris Hagenow, who's back here. John Landon, who's here with us today. I'm going to forget names. Brad Zahn, Nancy Butker, Jack Whitmer. Those have been champions of some of our things in the Senate, who have sponsored bills for us, who have moved things for us. In the House, we have Kevin Kester and Tom Shaw, who have helped. We have Joni Ernst, who's helped with the committee this year, the conference committee. We have Jason Schultz, who stepped up this year and did amazing things to help move school choice legislation. Megan Hess, Ron Jorgensen, Cecil Dolachek. I could go on, but you get the idea that The glory for this goes to God who put all these people in place and made all these things happen. And we have many others, but we have friends, most importantly today, in the governor's office. And I think in 1991, when you think back, Governor Branstad helped lead and helped sign into law the bill that moved homeschooling from a potentially illegal fringe movement. So he gave us parole. He paroled us from the threat of prosecution. 22 years later, he had the pleasure of standing strong with us and passing this, and now signing into law something that ended the unnecessary probation. So, you know, we've got our parole, we've been on probation. Probation is over. And thank you to the governor and his staff. I think we've got a Finley. So, you know, with that, I'll just say, Lieutenant Governor Reynolds is a strong supporter. Lieutenant Governor Reynolds is a strong supporter. Brenna Finley is an excellent ambassador for us as a homeschooled graduate in the governor's office. Adam Gregg, who is or was here, helped work tirelessly with us to try to make sure these pieces were part of the bill that the governor's legislative liaison. Again, I could go on, but you get the idea that this is a huge movement beyond homeschooling and even beyond the school choice community. We thank them for their support. So it's with great pleasure I turn this mic over to Governor Terry Branstad, who helped lead the charge to give us this homeschool freedom. Thank you.
Bill Gustaf and Justin Levon, thank you very much. And thank all of you. Welcome to our beautiful Capitol building on this beautiful July day. Today's a great day for homeschooling in Iowa. I'm very proud to be the governor that signed the original homeschool law, and now this year I had the opportunity to sign one that's even better. And I am so appreciative of all of the families of our state that make the effort to educate their children in a way that they feel will really prepare them for life and one that is consistent with their moral values. Together with your hard work over a long period of time, this legislation was approved. I signed it into law actually at North High School because it was part of the comprehensive education reform. But today we're doing a special reenactment to commemorate the important influence that this is going to have on homeschooling in the state of Iowa. This law was part of House File 215, passed by the legislature this year. You probably know this went to conference committee and went on for weeks and weeks and weeks. And finally, at the very end of the session, we were able to get it. And this was one of the toughest and most contentious portions. There were some Senate Democrats that didn't really want to do this, but they knew this was an important and essential part of the package to get the education reform. And I think what we did was good. I think it was good for public education. I think it was good for private education. I think it was good for homeschoolers. I think it's good for Iowa and for our families and for our state's future. The new homeschool law represents a significant improvement for homeschool families in particular. Especially meaningful to me is the fact that I was here when we passed the original homeschooling law, which, as you know, was not as strong as we wanted, but it's what we could get at the time in 1991. And that was no easy task, because we started out with a Department of Ed that was very hostile. And today we have a Department of Education that is very cooperative and very collaborative and very interested in working with you to make sure that every Iowa kid gets the best education in the most appropriate setting. So now, 22 years later, it is my opportunity to sign and to show my strong support for homeschooling with this new freedoms. Over the years, I've seen the contributions that homeschoolers have made to our state and nation. It's already been mentioned the number of legislators we have. Brenna Finley, our legal counsel, is homeschooled, and she's also a graduate of the law school at Chicago University, and she's been a great asset on my staff. Adam Gregg was mentioned, but also Tim Albrecht here. He's our communications director. He's been really helpful. Margaret Huff, my valued administrative assistant, and many others on the staff. And I just want to say thank you to everyone that was involved in this. Homeschool reform is an important part of what we accomplished this year, and I feel confident that you all are going to prove that we did the right thing. I support this legislation because it simplifies and reduces the regulatory burdens placed on homeschool educators in Iowa so that you can focus your time on what really matters most, educating your children. This bill, House File 215, simplifies the regulatory burden for homeschool families by placing the responsibility for the child's education directly where it ought to be, in the hands of the parents. This bill also... As you've already heard, this bill also contains common sense changes in our driver's education laws so that homeschooled students can receive their driver's ed from their parents. And the more... You know, inexperienced drivers really need to have parents in the car with them, helping teach them. And so it's not just driver's ed, but it's just all the other experience they get driving with a family member because oftentimes we have tragic accidents involving inexperienced drivers. So we hope that this too will help really improve public safety for the people of our state. I strongly support this. I'm very proud to sign it. It's an important piece of legislation. We spent the last 3 years trying to get education reform, and finally we got it. And we got it in such a way that I think it's a win-win for everybody. Each year, homeschooled families like you come here to the Capitol in big numbers to talk to your legislators and provide information about the benefits of homeschooling. Keep it up. You're making a difference. You can see it. You can see it, and some of your numbers are now serving in the governor's office and the Department of Ed and in the legislature. And today it's proof that hard work pays off. I always say, how did we get this done this year? It took a lot of patience and perseverance over a long period of time, but you were there all the way. Thank you for your commitment, for your good work year after year, and for advocating for the best interests of your children, the homeschooled children of Iowa, who accomplish very well in terms of academic achievement. We will continue to work together as we work to implement this legislation and look at other things we can do to make Iowa the kind of growing, prosperous state and make sure that the future workers of our state that are educated have the skills they need for the jobs that we're working every day to bring to our state. So I want to say thank you, and it is a privilege and an honor to be able to reenact the signing of this bill. This was House File 215, and I've got a few pins here. Not enough for the whole audience, I guess, but some. And we're going to do a reenactment of the actual bill signing. I'm going to try to retrace my signature. Thank you.